For the second day in a row, independent truckers were on strike in Tampa today, protesting high diesel fuel prices and stagnant incomes. About 50 truck owner-operators demonstrated on Causeway Boulevard in front of the Port of Tampa. David Santiago is a truck owner-operator who wants the companies who hire independent truckers to pay them more. David Santiago is a truck owner-operator. Santiago is striking because he wants the companies who hire independent truckers to pay them more.
We just came together. We sat down and said, hey, enough is enough. We can't make it anymore. I'm sure McDonald's doesn't buy hamburgers for $2 and sell them for 50 cents and stay in business as long as they have. You know, this each one of these trucks is our individual business, and if we're not making any money, then we go out of business.
Santiago said that each new truck costs between $80,000 and $200,000, but so many people have been forced out of the business that it's possible to find used trucks for between $9,000 to $30,000. He said he barely breaks even on a typical 500-mile round trip between Tampa and Miami.
If you get a dollar a mile, that's $500, but you're spending 80 cents a mile in fuel, and fuel is $4 a gallon, and you're spending $100 to get to Miami. That's $400 for that $500 trip. So you're putting in your pocket, before you pay any other expense, $100. Before you pay Uncle Sam, before you pay insurance, and before you put any food on the table for your family.
Among the striking truckers, opinions were mixed about who deserves primary blame for their economic crunch. Some blamed profiteering oil companies for the high price of fuel. Some blamed the U.S. government for not releasing strategic oil reserves or for requiring energy companies to focus on cleaner fuels. Others, like Greg Hayden, blamed the shipping companies who contract owner-operator truckers but don't pay them enough. Hayden has a steady trucking route between Tampa and Miami 5 nights a week, but he demonstrated in solidarity with the striking independent truckers. He says because of high diesel costs, companies charge a fuel surcharge to customers, but because of the greed of brokers or shippers, the truckers never see that fuel surcharge.
Everybody out here wants to give a service, and this is what we're in. We're in the service industry, and they give a great service. White people can't see that, and these brokers and the shippers can't see that. It's beyond me. You know, it all has to come down to this. Somebody has to put the foot down and strike, and now look what's happening. Now freight's not moving. So to get the word out, I wish that people would give the fuel surcharges to the guys, see what they can do about the fuel prices, raise the freight rates, and treat us with respect.
Unlike most of the striking truckers in Tampa, Hayden belongs to the Teamsters Union Local 317 out of Syracuse, New York. He is also a member of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, or OIDA, which he criticizes for not supporting the current strike of independent truck drivers.
I've called them several times for help and haven't gotten any help. I wish they would support the truckers and not be take a neutral stand on this, take a positive stand whether they think it's right or wrong. This is what Owner-Operator Association stands for. If the owner-operators have a problem and they're stating the problem, they should stand behind them because we pay dues to them so they can operate. So we're asking for their help. They need to be for it so that we can get unity.
Leo Severa owns and operates a truck. He hauls containers from the Port of Tampa to various cities in Florida and Georgia. Those containers have everything from food to clothing to scrap metal. He said that finances are so difficult that a lot of people are selling their trucks.
Now, like a trip to Miami will be like, they'll pay $500. But after fuel and everything, where we're coming home with is $65. It's very expensive. To run a truck, to maintain it. And these companies, they don't see that, and they don't have any overhead. We have all the expenses. We have all the overhead, and all they do is sit back and collect all the money, and we just want a little, you know, we want a percentage of it.
Julio Rodriguez said that in addition to fuel costs, each year he has to pay $1,500 to register his truck and $550 for a heavy use tax. But he says that even though fuel costs have increased eightfold, his pay has not increased in 15 years.
Last week was a very bad week for me. I got paid $295. My expenses on that was $200 in diesel. As we turn our trucks, we waste our tires, our shocks, everything. Wear and tear on your truck, you could take maybe another 5% off your pay for wear and tear on your truck. So let's say I made $85, let's say. Out of that, I got to divide the hours that I worked to make that. 25, 30 hours? You know, it's like I tell some of the guys, I could go and pick strawberries and probably make more money.
The strike in Tampa was one segment of a loosely organized nationwide strike that included trucker slowdowns on such highways as the New Jersey Turnpike on Tuesday. Also that day, executives from the five largest U.S. oil companies appeared before a congressional committee in Washington, D.C. to explain why fuel prices are so high despite their combined $123 billion in profits last year. Independent trucker Alex Hernandez said that high fuel prices are affecting everyone, but they are hitting truckers the hardest.
The prices of fuel are going up, and it's affecting, you know, the produce. It's affecting the whole market out there. The public doesn't know why it's going up. Well, it's going up because the cost of moving the stuff and producing the stuff's going up. But the bottom line is the trucker, and the trucker's not getting that increase that people are seeing at the markets.
Independent truck owner-operator Chris Reyes said that a nationwide trucking strike might be inevitable simply because of the economics.
What's happening now is that people are doing it voluntarily, but if this continues like this, this is just going to happen automatically because people just aren't going to be able to, you know, run their trucks at all. So this is just a preface to something that's completely inevitable. You know, people are going to have to shut down whether they want to or not, whether they support it or not. It's just going to happen without any organization, without, you know, anybody backing it up. It's just something that's going to happen all by itself.
The independent truckers will continue their strike protesting high fuel prices and stagnant wages Thursday morning on Causeway Boulevard at 22nd Street in Tampa. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.